For the love of all that is holy, let me help you. You do need help. I'm telling you that right now. That's why your daughter called me, sir. We're still pretty close, even though we go to different colleges, and she knew that I'd come right over and help you. Plus, it's causing me literal physical pain watching you struggle through this alone. I am a one-girl intervention right now, and you need one, clearly. It's like you told me once, there's no shame in asking for help when you need it. Oh my God, sir, this isn't like that. It isn't pity, it just... Well... Let's face it, you've got a lot going on. You're handsome, distinguished, smart, charming, and funny. But you absolutely suck with computers. Of course I don't mind helping you. I'm not trying to embarrass you. I just... God. Look, I know what's going on, and you would figure it out, but it would take you at least a few hours. Yes, I could walk you through it, but what's the point in that? I like being useful to you, sir. And besides, it would still take at least twice as long if I just did it myself. You don't even have to move. Just roll your chair back a little. There. Now I can sit in your lap. You didn't see that coming, did you? Come on, it isn't like it's the first time. Sure, it's been a few years. I was a lot smaller then, but I felt really safe. But it lets me work. Don't pretend like it's the worst thing ever having me in your lap. Besides, I feel safe. After my dad left, you really were a great father figure for me. Anyway. Yes, I can fix this. But it might take me a few minutes. I'm going to download a few utilities I need. It shouldn't take very long. Okay, while we wait. You should really let me install Linux on this thing. Your PC is a bit old, but it will run it, no problem. No more viruses. And if anything goes wrong, it'll be much easier for me to help you. Of course, you'll have like a graphical interface and stuff. You'll have your browser and LibreOffice, and you can watch movies and listen to music and all the stuff you love. It just won't, you know, suck. Yes, I know you love to game, but a lot of games run on Linux natively now. Steam does too. Oh, and if you run into any problems, we can probably use Wine to get your games running. No, I don't mean we get drunk. It's an emulator that's good at playing the old PC games that you love. There, gotta start this. And... Yep. Wow, that's a lot more malware than I expected. Out of curiosity, did you click any shady links? You know what I mean. Like, pirated games. Or porn. Oh my God, you have to be more careful than that. This is why I hate Windows. Like, yes, you made some mistakes, but clicking the wrong download link shouldn't be enough to cause this mess. I'm not trying to nag you. I just worry what you would do if I wasn't there to help you. While we wait, we have to choose a distro for you. That's like a flavor of Linux. If I installed Ubuntu, you could be up and running again in one afternoon. I'd do my best to get all your games running, too. Other distros? I really do think Ubuntu would be best. Becky loves Arch, but just between you and me, she's kind of a pick-me poser. At least with regards to operating systems. She can code like a fiend, though. Okay, just gotta reboot. I could totally do all the setup work, you know. I don't mind. You know I'm good for it. Maybe you just don't want to hang out with your daughter's little nerdy friend all that long, hmm? Am I really that annoying, sir? I know, I'm just giving you shit. We could have like a fun afternoon. And I could teach you everything you really need to know. Aha! There it is. All fixed. See how everything is loading faster too? Yeah, it took less time than I expected. One sec. I'm just looking, making sure that I've removed everything that was causing you issues. Yes, I do have to go through your folders and browser history. Ooh, look at this. Naughty, naughty. You were sure looking at some interesting videos, though. Stepdad punishes unruly daughter. Slutty brat gets what's coming to her. Nerdy innocent girl gets educated by older man. Oh. That's, Oh my, that actress looks a lot like me. Sorry. I shouldn't have invaded your privacy like that. That's not fair. Don't be embarrassed, sir. Everyone looks at porn. Even I do. It's normal. I mean, to be honest, my tastes are probably pretty close to yours. I'll probably look up that last clip when I get home. That might be TMI to hear from your daughter's friend, though. Hey, you're being awfully quiet. Did I make you angry? You can tell me. I know I always, like, say the wrong thing and make things awkward. Okay. I just... Let's just forget I saw it or I said anything. Deal? Good. I just need to do a few more things. Okay, I lied. I can't forget what I saw. No, sir, I'm not mad. I'm confused. Really confused. Like, if there had been porn of someone who looked like your ex, I would have felt bad for you. If there would have been porn that looked like regular cute college girls, I would have just smiled and moved on. But those girls looked like me, sir. All of them did in one way or another. They were all wearing nerdy t-shirts. The glasses were pretty close. I think I've worn those exact Cookie Monster thigh highs in front of you once. It's making me, think that maybe you have a thing for girls like me. Or maybe me in particular. Is that true, sir? Are you into me? Sexually, I mean? I'm not mad. I won't be mad. I promise. I just need to know. Because I think I have a right. I fixed your PC. And, I'm your daughter's best friend. Okay. Wow. No, I mean, I'm not angry. I'm just processing. No, I did not just squirm in your lap. I didn't. I was, uncomfortable. So I adjusted myself. And, oh, I feel you, getting bigger, harder. Yes, I did moan that time. I think it's a natural reaction to feeling that pushing into me. God, sir. You're so fucking hard. I should stand up. I really should. I shouldn't be sitting in your lap like this. Imagine if your daughter came home right now and caught us like this. God, it's so wrong. Really, it must be really distracting to you, having a cute girl sitting in your lap like this. Your fantasy come to life? Rubbing up against you? Grinding her ass up against your hard cock? That must be torture. Knowing you can't have me. Because it would be wrong. But would it be wrong, sir? Your wife left you. I don't have a boyfriend. So you're free. It wouldn't be cheating. What? No, you can't just say that. I'm an adult. I make my own decisions. I know what I want. I know what I touch myself thinking about every night. It's this. It's always this. An older man teaching me how to fuck. Guiding me through not just my first time, but everything sexual. Showing me what my body is for. Using me the way I was meant to be used. And they're always like you, sir. Handsome and distinguished and confident. Is it really all that wrong? I don't think so. I don't think you do either. You haven't pushed me out of your lap after all. No one would ever have to know. Yes. I know exactly what I'm asking for. I've considered all of the possible fallout and repercussions. Do you know why? Because I've thought about it a lot. You know me, sir. You know I can obsess over something I want. I obsess a lot. I want this. So, if you don't want this, you should tell me now. Just say something like, "Young lady, this is very inappropriate. Get out of my lap and we'll never talk about this again." Or you could punish me if you wanted. Oh, God, sir. I so want to be spanked. Just thinking about you forcing me over your desk and making my ass red is... So, yeah. I guess I'm both a nerd and a filthy slut. Maybe you think that's bad, but I think you hit the jackpot. You're not stopping me from rubbing against you. You know what I think? I think we've gone past the point of no... Holy fuck. No, don't stop. I just didn't expect your hands on my tits, that's all. I want you to feel them. Hell, I want you to abuse them. Fuck, sir, they're yours. They belong to you. I belong to you. Go under my shirt. Yeah, no, fuck. Just take it off. Take it off and manhandle me. So use me. Use me for your... Yes, sir. I'm excited. I'm so wet. My panties are fucking drenched. Just tell me what you want from me. I'll do it. I mean, I'll try. Do you want me to suck your cock? Yay! I'll get on my knees. You don't even have to move. Oh God, I want to take your cock out, but I don't want to fuck this up. Oh, wow. It's so, yeah. I don't even have the words. I've never gone down on anyone before, sir. No, sir, I've never done anything like this. I'm a virgin. Completely. Are you disappointed? I mean, being a virgin is somehow supposed to be good, but I'm just nervous and I want to make you happy and I don't want to fuck this up and... Okay, sir. I'm calming down. I'll just start slowly. But you help me, okay? Guide me. I'm just going to take you in my mouth. But I want you to use your hands. Tell me how you want me. How fast you want me to go. And really use me, okay? I don't want you to go easy on me. You shouldn't have to go easy on your secret little slut, should you? All right, here I go. Wow. Okay, wow. You taste good. Really good. I don't know. I've never had this before, but I want more of it. Yes, go deeper. Deeper, sir. Go. I'm all right, sir. Just keep using me how you want. Alba in my throat and keep there. I did it. Let me do it again. Yeah, I heard that groan. I think that means I did it right. You stopped. No, I mean, yes, I'm fine. You could finish in my mouth if you wanted. Oh, you want to come inside of me? You really want me to be yours? Fuck, I really am going to be an older man's mistress, aren't I? Yes, it's super hot. It still would be even if you weren't my best friend's dad. But you are. And I trust you. And I care about you. Let me get out my skirt and panties. God. I need to wash these before I go back to my apartment. Look what you do to me, sir. Look how wet and needy and slutty you make your nerdy little girl. You want me to get up on that, your cock, now, sir? Okay, just stay there. I can do this. I'll straddle you. And then I'll let myself sink down on your cock. Oh, Fuck. Sorry, sir. I went too fast. I never expected you to. I never expected you. This to feel like. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm taking my time now. I'm just going to let myself. Slide down that amazing fucking cock that made me. Until you are balls deep in me. There. Oh god, I can't wait. I need you to come in me, sir. But I've got to earn that, don't I? I want you on top next time. Or can be doggy. I don't care which. I just want you in charge. I want you to fuck me. And use me the way you want. What I want isn't important. Fucking just use me like. Like I'm just something you can program. You deserve to have a young girl to fuck. I'm pretty good at dirty talk, right? I watched a lot of. Very specific porn, but I think you figured that out. None of it was like this, though. I can look into your eyes while you're inside of me, sir. Oh, I wasn't ready for that. I love it. It just. It does more to me than just turn me on. It makes me feel so close to you, sir. It makes me jealous of all the times your ex got to fuck you. And she still left you. God, I hate her more now. Fuck. 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 I'll do anything you want to get you to come in me. I can tell her if you want. I'll just go up to her and say, hey, guess what? I fucked the father of your child. He was so fucking good. He came in me, and I really hope he knocks me up. Oh, and I also helped him with his PC, too. So that's two things you're not able to do for him. Just imagine the look on her face. Fuck. I can't wait any longer. I need you to fill me, sir. I need it. Please, please, Hurley. Don't hold back. I'm begging you. Don't make me wait. I'm begging you, sir. Come in me. Please. Oh. Oh, wow. I'm good, Daddy. Thank you for asking. I feel so. So satisfied. So, at the risk of sounding too needy, we're together, right? Like you wouldn't want other women or girls, do you? I'm really enough for you? Oh, good. I didn't expect this to happen, but I don't think I could handle sharing you with someone else, sir. I think it would make me crazy. So, can I spend the night? Yes, I want to cuddle and be near you and fuck you again. But also, it will make it easier for me to install Linux tomorrow. Yeah, you're not getting out of that. But that's okay, sir. You'll have me around more if you need help with anything. And it gives me more power over you. After all, if you piss me off, I can always just sudo rm-rf/star you into the Stone Age. I'm sure it will, I'm sure it wouldn't come to that, though. You've always been so good and kind to me. And I'll show you what a good little slut I can be, sir. For you. For now, though, I'm actually pretty tired. Can we take a quick nap and maybe get some food? Cool. I know a place that delivers incredible sushi. Thank you, sir, for trusting me with your computer and for making me happy and well fucked.